Welcome to On the Green Couch, brought to you by the UNICE Primary Support Centre.
On the Green Couch, I'm your host today, Renee Small, the clinical psychologist at UNICE Primary School, and I'm honoured to have a chat and discussion with Dr. Joanna Mould about parenting. Welcome, Joanna, and thank you so much for being here, for joining me today. And you're a counselling psychologist with many years of lecturing and working with children and parents in your private practice. And you're a parent yourself. Does the job get easier the more you know?
Definitely not. I think parenting must be the most difficult job that's assigned to us.
Absolutely. I think the more I know, sometimes the more daunting it is.
Because, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. But on a more serious note, it really feels like no amount of book work prepares you enough to raise your children.
That's very true.
And as a parent, I often feel like it's my heart running out there. And you just want to, you've got the strong urge to try and protect and shield your child from all the discomforts, the challenges, the troubles that come across their paths. I find sometimes I'm questioning myself, am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? When can I get involved? And when do I just leave my child to struggle that out and work it out for herself? So parenting is quite confusing at times. You feel quite guilt-ridden at times and really quite unsure of yourself. But there's no such thing as perfect parenting, and that's something I'm sure of. And a perfect parent, yeah, often we feel pressured to be that perfect parent. But what are the risks of being a perfect parent?
Yes, well, I surely do agree with you. You know, I think the day that they hand you your baby, you are gifted two additional presents, and the one is guilt and the other one's worry. Yeah. So I think that they are part and parcel of this whole journey. And I think we as parents are under such immense pressure to have to be perfect, whether it's social media, whether it's fear of judgment from others or family. Mm. We are under constant surveillance, and sometimes the worst critics are ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I think, you know, some of the biggest risks for me is what we actually are setting up for the future. To me, having to strive to be perfect demonstrates something to my child or to my children of having to be perfect children themselves and having to always please and having not to disappoint and never learning that struggles and flaws are part of life.
Absolutely.
You know, never learning to navigate the more difficult things in life and never learning perseverance. So I would say some of the biggest fears that I have related to perfect parenting and not a balance has to do with a perpetual cycle of causing anxiety within myself and then later within my children and in their parenting styles one day.
Absolutely, because they're modeling us all the time.
Very true.
Yeah. So if we're talking about parenting, we've got the over-parenting, that urge to do too much for our children, and some have coined it as helicopter parenting or lawnmower parenting. We're too hands-on and always available and present to our children, which in reality...
Not possible.
It's not possible. And then sometimes we've got this other extreme of being too absent and not hands-on enough. And then this ideal of being my child's best friend, that bestie parent, which I think this confuses the parenting to a great deal for the child also being the recipient of the parenting.
Very much so.
Yeah, I think for adults, we often can wear various hats, the bestie hat, the parenting hat, and for a child who doesn't have that framework yet, it's very confusing. But what is good enough parenting? So if we know these extremes that can foster anxiety and insecurity, what is good enough parenting?
Well, I think to me, I believe that it really boils down to having some self-compassion and to learn to tolerate discomfort within yourself and to learn to come to terms with your own flaws and your own faults as an individual. And only once we acknowledge that within ourselves as an individual, I think it will flow over into our parenting. So good enough firstly starts with being a good enough me. Our parenting comes later, and our parenting style flows from the way in which we perceive ourselves. So if we are able to say that I am good enough with my flaws, with my faults, and to acknowledge them, I think that's a good start. You know, children have a way of just putting up a mirror and reflecting all our insecurities back to us and all our behavioral faults. I think if we can say without fear of judgment from others, this is really me and this is truly authentic who I am, I think that means that I know I'm on a path of being more whole, more authentic, more real. You know, and I think we often are scared to let our children feel the more dark, difficult, sadder, stronger emotions. And we literally just want to carry them through the bright and the light ones. But it's not real and it's not life. So if we are able to be with them in those moments where they are also upset and when we are also upset and we are able to model that it's okay to be that way or to feel that way, I think we are doing our children a very big favor in the long run. So this demand that we have on ourselves to be perfect and to not just be good enough, it's literally something that can accumulate over time a lot of baggage, not only anxiety, but also children, you know, becoming depressed at a very young age because I am not good enough and I am a disappointment and nothing that I do is as good as mom and dad. So I think what good enough really boils down to is to say, have some self-compassion and know that I myself have flaws and that's okay.
And actually allow your children to witness you.
Absolutely.
Having those flaws.
Yes. By modeling how you pick yourself up again. And one of the key things I think practically is literally to say, when I look back and I realize that I have made some parenting mistakes, whether it's immediately or whether it's a few days later, to acknowledge it and to leave your ego out the way and to make a genuine apology to your child. Sincerely apologize and say that I know this is where I've gone wrong and I will try to do slightly better. And I will try to work on this or that area of my functioning as well.
Absolutely. As a parent myself, that was the hardest thing for me to come to terms with, that I am going to mess up. We do mess up.
We do.
But the magic is in repairing that and humbly showing that I am also human and Absolutely. Being okay with being human.
Yes.
Sure, it gets deep, eh? Yeah, so practically as parents, now, I mean, this is for our parents really to gain and to strive to be just good enough. We don't have to excel at everything. What can our parents practically do to aim to be good enough parents?
Well, I think, as I said, to admit when we do make mistakes, I think it opens up communication between you and your child and it models that you are imperfect yourself. But to also say that if I have made some mistakes in the past, not only does it set me free for the future, it also says that at the time, with the knowledge at hand and with my best intentions, this is how I thought to move forward. And if we then do, we can also set ourselves free in a way to say that I am able to repair myself. You know, I think we as adults, we heal from certain hurts as children within raising our children.
Absolutely.
I think we heal as we raise.
So we are growing as human beings.
Absolutely.
Through our parenting.
Yes. And I think one of the things that help us is to say, spend time with your child, even though you break your perfectionism rule of a certain amount of hours screen time or certain amount of minutes screen time a day. Sit with your child. Watch that program with them. Communicate to them what the themes are. Be there with them and break that rule of being perfect in how much screen time my child may not have. What is a perfect mom or a perfect dad in that sense? Rather, aim to live a value-based life.
So almost less rigidity and more flexibility,
Absolutely.
But still within boundaries.
Yes. So I think practically, if you could rather be with your child and actively listen to what it is that they're saying and not saying, instead of saying what it should look like and what others would want it to look like. So being a good enough parent to me might mean that I relieve my child of that fifth or sixth sporting activity that they have in the afternoons, to open up some playtime, to say that it is enough now. You know, even if you are multi-talented and even if you are very blessed, we must open up some space just to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to follow also, for your child to follow who they are developing into.
Yes.
That, you know, they are also not our ideal child that we were hoping to have. That's also part of this.
Yes. And I often find parents in practice who have hurt from their childhood, and they find it's easier to heal themselves through their children's performances. So their children become extensions of what they feel they're short and they lack.
Mm.
So if we can realize that we are flawed and that there's no such thing as an ideal, it's really just an idealistic concept. If we can convey to our children that less is sometimes more.
Yes. Yeah. How about parent self-care? Because I'm hearing a lot of we must be okay with who we are.
Absolutely.
And then prioritizing ourselves to not just meet the needs of our parenting or our work or our roles as a wife or a husband or a partner, but to
look after
prioritize ourselves.
Yes. You know, that old cliche of, you know, you cannot serve from an empty cup. Empty cups don't have anything to give. And if we really want to be there for our children, to open up, if it's 5 or whether it's 10 minutes, to say that I will be a better parent if I look after myself better.
Mm.
And this is such a difficult thing to do. And I'm speaking from experience, you know, being a psychologist yourself, you work with other people's children every single day.
Mm.
And you've got patience for the world. And you've got insight and you've got compassion. And the moment you get home, you really are tired.
And you're human.
Exactly. Yeah. And your role changes. And that's the same for every single parent in every vocation. So whatever you do, you get home and you are really tired. And self-care takes quite a back seat to having to make sure that everybody's tummies are full and that they are washed and prepared for the next day and the lunch boxes are packed and. And I just think that whether it's acknowledging mindfully that I really need to take 5 minutes for myself. Sometimes 5 minutes of quality deep breathing makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Small practices, you know, being mindful rather of where I am and how I feel in that space.
Absolutely. And I also think prioritizing something that gives you joy. So if you are a runner, it's okay. You don't have to feel guilty if you're going for your half an hour run a day.
Definitely.
It's probably making you a better parent.
Definitely.
Yeah. So honesty is coming through for me, being honest and true to yourself and to your values. I always think to myself, being a good enough parent means that it's also allowing your child to grow. And there was an analogy that I came across that was quite striking. It's your child is like a little tree, and we tend to want to protect it and shield it from the birds that might attack the tree, and we want it to grow. And we put a cage over that tree to keep it safe. And while we do keep it safe and it grows to a certain level, it only grows as far as where you've set that level. So sometimes our role as being good enough is allowing your child to really grow and become more confident in their independence. And in that, we are sometimes witnessing them fail and being okay with it, isn't it?
Definitely. I also believe that having a child struggle with things from early on, whether it's learning to tie my shoelaces or whether it's struggling with academic work or some sporting acumen, I think teaching them to struggle and to embrace struggle is a positive thing. And then also to know that once I struggle, and I really do, I may reach out for help.
Yeah.
And there's no bad association that needs to be connected to that. Reaching out for help is an amazing tool that we have to teach our children, and it goes the same goes for us.
And then finally, when they hit that accomplishment, you just don't You don't beat that.
Absolutely. And the confidence that they gain for future things that are difficult, for future endeavors. Mm. And to model that, you know, whenever we struggle, to say that mommies also struggle, daddies also struggle. Life is difficult. It's one of the basic facts in life. And if we can say that I can tolerate the discomfort, I can tolerate not knowing, and I can tolerate not having a plan, mm. I think that we are setting them up for future perseverance and determination mm. in other things in life without ridicule or judgment. And we make more wholesome, less judgmental parents of our children.
Yeah, yeah. So being mindful of ourselves and making mistakes and just being okay with being who we are, I think those are some of the key things that I'm taking here. What are some of the key takeaways that we can leave with our parents who are listening and taking something from this?
I think for me, if we can allow ourselves to ultimately be authentic, and to rather say that instead of getting everything right the first time around, I tried and retried. I always say that I never want to leave this world with half a roller coaster ride. I want the whole experience. So if I only let my child experience the positives, and if I only do the positives, I'm cheated a little bit out of the whole experience of life. And I also want to have the look back one day to say, what I did was with good intention. And if it was faulty, then at least I could say I did my best at the time. And in doing so, I think we create a new generation with less pressure, because social media and the world and academics and sport, it places so much pressure on our children already. If we can relieve some of that at home and be responsible for our own well-being first and then our children's, I think that we are moving in a better, more healthy direction.
Sure, Hyona. This seemed like such an easy topic, hey, just being a good enough parent.
Yes.
But it's really layered.
Definitely.
And takes a lot of self-development and self-growth in developing our children in how we want to actually see our children growing. Independent, confident children that are okay. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your expertise. You just are just a wonderful person to listen to. I've been fortunate enough to be one of your students once before. And it's such a privilege to sit and just listen to your knowledge and wisdom as you talk. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me and for pursuing this project. I think that it really speaks to the extra mile that the school is going for the children and for the parents. So well done on that as well.
Thanks, Hyona.